Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请大家打开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
We will read from verse 17 through verse 20.
我们从第十七节读到二十节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 17.
希伯来书第六章十七节。
Wherein God, willing to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, intervened by an oath.
照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就起誓为证。
That by two unchangeable things in which it was impossible that God should lie, we might have a strong encouragement who had fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us.
借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所，持定摆在我们前头指望的人，可以大得勉励。
Which we have as anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, and entering into that within the veil.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
Where Jesus is entered as full runner for us, become forever a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
做先锋的耶稣，既照这麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
In the same book, Hebrews chapter 10.
同样在希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10, we'll read from verse 19 through verse 25.
第十章我们从十九节读到二十五节。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
The new and living way which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
And having a great priest over the house of God.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience, and washed as to our body with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of the hope unwavering, for he is faithful who has promised.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more, as you see the day drawing near.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here together before Thee,
亲爱的主，当我们一同聚集在你的跟前，
we commit this time into Thy loving hand.
我们把这一段时间交在你的手中。
We pray that Thy Holy Spirit will use this time.
我们愿意圣灵能够使用这段时间
to reveal Thy heart to us.
把你的心启示给我们
and to bring us into Thy will.
把我们带进你的旨意的里面
that Thou may be glorified.
这样你好得着荣耀。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
We have been in the gymnasium of Christ.
我们在健身房来这样操练。
A gymnasium is more than just a school.
健身房是比学校要多一点。
When you go to school, you listen to lectures.
你上学的时候你就听老师教课。
Well, when you go to a gymnasium,
但是当你去到健身房，
You exercise.
你就要锻炼。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Exercise yourself to godliness.
他要叫我们要操练自己敬虔。
God's will is that we may be like Him.
神的旨意是叫我们能够像他。
He wants us to be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
他要叫我们都被磨成他爱子的形象。
That we may be His bride.
这样我们能够成为他的心腹。
Be His life companion.
成为他一生的伴侣。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God for all whom He has called.
这是神向着他所呼召的人的旨意。
All whom He has called, He justified.
他所呼召的人，他就称他们为义。
And all whom He has justified, He glorified.
他称他们为义的人，他就叫他们得荣耀。
Our Lord Jesus had made every provision for us.
我们的主耶稣，他为我们预备了一切。
That we may be conformed to His image.
叫我们能够被磨成他自己的形象。
But He also requires that we should exercise godliness.
他也要求我们操练敬虔。
As we have mentioned before,
就像我们已经讲到的，
exercise is something that we need to apply ourselves diligently.
那一个操练需要我们很殷勤的把自己来摆上。
We need to exercise our spirit.
我们需要操练我们的灵。
Because by exercising our spirit, the Holy Spirit is able to do His work.
因为操练我们的灵，这样圣灵才能够做他的工。
Exercise is something that we must do constantly.
操练，我们需要不断的来做。
Daily.
每天。
Patiently.
很有耐心的去做。
Exercise, in a sense, is stretching yourself.
在操练自己是要叫自己能够更延伸。
Our spirit needs to be stretched.
我们的灵需要被扩充。
And in stretching, of course, you may feel a little pain.
当这样被扩充的时候，当然我们会觉得有一些的疼痛。
But such pain, we call it growing pain.
但这个疼痛是成长的这个痛。
It is very worthwhile.
这是很值得的。
Now, when you go to a gymnasium,
当你去到健身房，
you will find there are all kinds of exercises.
你看到有各种各样的这种运动的方式。
They are good for all kinds of problems.
它是为着不同的问题。
It is an all-round exercise.
这是全备的一种操练。
You do not just exercise your right arm and never exercise your left one.
你不会就在那里锻炼你的右手右膀臂而不锻炼你的左手。
Then you will grow abnormally.
这样你就长得不正常。
There needs to be balanced.
这需要有个平衡。
We need to exercise all of our members.
我们需要把我们身体上每一个肢体都来锻炼。
That we may grow in balance.
这样我们能够平衡的成长。
And this is the same thing with spiritual exercise.
同样的属灵的操练也是这样。
You do not just exercise in one thing and forget all the other things.
你不是只是操练一个方面把其他的都忘了。
It has to be an all-round exercise.
这一个操练需要很平衡的全备的。
And also, you will find the spiritual exercise is a group exercise.
同时你也发现这一个属灵的操练是一个团体的操练。
You do not go to the gymnasium by all alone by yourself.
你不是去到那个健身房，就是你一个单独的个人去。
In this gymnasium of Christ, you find there are other brothers and sisters who are with you.
在这一个基督的健身房的里面，你会发现有其他的弟兄姊妹跟你在一起。
So such exercise is a group exercise.
所以这一个操练，这一个锻炼是团体的锻炼。
Because it is the will of God that we should be build up together.
因为神的旨意是叫我们一同被建造。
Now, for the past three times, we mentioned a few of these exercises.
过去三次我们提到了一点点这些操练的不同的方面。
These are some basic but principal exercises.
这些都很基础性，但也是原则性的一些的操练。
Of course, there are many other exercises that we have to go through.
当然还有其他的操练我们需要去锻炼的。
But for this time, we will just concentrate on four things.
但这一次我们只提到四个方面。
Consecration.
奉献
is something that requires exercise.
这一个是需要操练的。
You must not only have the beginning of consecration.
你不但要有一个奉献的起头。
You have to have a continuous consecration.
你还要有继续不断的奉献。
You have to have daily consecration.
你需要有每天的奉献。
You have to continue on to live a consecrated life.
你还要继续的活一个奉献的生活。
And we find also the second exercise.
我们还有第二个操练。
And that is the dividing of the soul and spirit.
那就是魂与灵的分开。
But this is something that we need to be under instruction.
但这个我们就需要接受一些的教导。
The Holy Spirit is our instructor.
圣灵就是我们的教师。
He knows how to apply the living word of God in our lives.
他知道怎样用神活的话来用在我们的生活的里面。
After he has applied the living word upon us,
当他把神活泼的道用在我们的身上，
we begin to realize the difference between the soul and the spirit.
这样我们就开始能够分辨什么是魂，什么是灵。
By the soul and the spirit, our emphasis is on the soul life and the spirit life.
这个魂与灵乃是魂的生命跟灵的生命。
Because spirit and soul, they are organs.
因为魂与灵它们都是器官。
They have facilities.
它们有它们的功用。
But they are neutral.
但它们是中性的。
It depends on who is dwelling in the soul or in the spirit.
那是根据是什么住在魂里面，是什么住在灵里面。
Which life is in charge?
是什么个生命在那里掌管。
Naturally, the one who is in charge in our soul is the self.
从天然的里面那一个掌管我们魂的那一个生命是我们的己。
And this self is a fallen self.
这一个己是堕落的己。
The Bible says, in me, that is in my flesh, there is no good.
圣经里面说在我里面，在我肉体里面没有良善。
But it needs the Holy Spirit to reveal it.
但需要圣灵把它启示出来。
Because ordinarily, we realize that in me, in my flesh, there is much bad, but some good.
因为一般来说在我们会觉得在我们自己在我们的肉体里面是有一些不好的事，但却有很多好的事。
It is not altogether bad.
并不是完全那么坏。
Formerly, it was bad in sinning.
过去在犯罪的事上这不好。
Now, we want to use the good of it to serve God.
现在我们要用它的好的地方来服侍神。
We do not really know ourselves.
我们对自己并不是真的那么认识。
It takes the Holy Spirit using the living word of God to divide the soul and the spirit.
需要圣灵用着神的活的道来把灵与魂把它分开。
Until we come to the point to see that in me, that is in my flesh, there is no good.
直到我们能够认识到在我里面，在我肉体的里面没有良善。
But who can deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？
I cannot deliver myself.
我不能拯救自己。
No matter how I analyze myself.
不管我怎样来分析我的自己。
I'm not able to really see through.
我不能够这样的看透它。
No matter how I try,
不管我怎样来尝试，
I cannot succeed.
我也做不成。
I find that my spirit is imprisoned in my soul.
我发现我的灵在我的魂的这个监狱的里面受限制。
As the reformer Melanchthon said, young Melanchthon is old Adam is too strong for young Melanchthon.
这一位改革家 Melanchthon 他就说在我里面的那一个魂比我这个小的 Melanchthon 还要大。
Old Adam.
那一个旧亚当。
My Young Melanchthon is no match to old Adam.
我这一个年幼的Melanchthon 是比不上这个老亚当。
The outward man must be broken.
那外面的人必须破碎。
So that the inward man may be released.
这样里面的人能够被释放出来。
The self-life must be broken.
啊，那一个己的生命必须破碎。
So Christ's life may be released.
这样基督的生命能够释放出来。
By the working of two principles.
靠着那两个原则的工作。
The enlightenment of the Holy Spirit and the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
透过圣灵的启示还有圣灵的管教。
By these two principles.
透过这两个原则。
The outward man will be broken.
那外面的人就会被破碎。
And the inward man may be released.
这样里面的人就会被释放出来。
But this is also a daily exercise.
这同样的，这是一个天天的操练。
Now these things we have briefly covered.
这是我们过去稍微讲到的。
And this afternoon,We would like to go into the fourth exercise.
今天下午我们愿意进到第四个操练。
We call it life within the veil.
我们就称它为幔内的生活。
Or to say living in the presence of God.
或者说活在神的同在的里面。
I wonder if You have read this famous book.
不知道你们有没有读那一本很出名的书。
Brother Lawrence had a book called The Practice of the Presence of God.
Lawrence 弟兄有一本书《与神同在的操练》。
It has been translated into Chinese.
也已经翻译成中文了。
It is a very popular book among believers.
在信徒中间是一个很流行的一本书。
I wonder if you have read it.
不知道你们有没有读过。
If you haven't done it, do it.
如果你没有还没有看过它我鼓励大家去读一读。
Brother Lawrence was born in 1611.
Lawrence 弟兄是1611年出生的。
And he died in 1691.
他是1691年去世的。
He was a Carmelite monk.
他是一位这个教士修道士。
He was a very simple person.
他是一位很单纯的人。
Very humble.
很谦卑。
He had no special gift to boast of.
他没有什么特别的才干能够夸耀的。
At one time he was in the military.
有一次他在服兵役的时候。
And then later on he was in a monastery.
后来他就到了修道院去。
Whether in military or monastery, he was a cook.
无论在军队里面或者在修道院，他都是做厨师。
But he practiced the presence of God.
他在那里操练与神同在。
In the midst of the noise of the kitchen.
在那一个厨房里面这样吵杂的声音的里面。
He had the presence of God. Just as much as in the hour of prayer.
他与神同在的那个经历就如同他在祷告的时候一样。
He was a person who knew the presence of God.
他是一位懂得与神同在的一个人。
When Watchman Nee was young, a young Christian,
当尼托森弟兄还是年轻的基督徒的时候
He read a book.
他读了这本书。
And after he read the book,
他读了这本书之后
he decided that he must practice the presence of God.
他就决定他要操练与神同在。
But when he was trying to do that, he found it very difficult.
当他要去这样操练的时候，他觉得很困难。
He found that it was so easy to lose the sense of the presence of God.
他觉得是那么的容易就失去了与神同在的那一个感觉。
He tried to remember the presence of God.
他努力地去记住与神同在。
But he easily forgot.
很容易就忘了。And
he had tried to recall, as it were himself, back to the presence of God.
他就尝试着把自己拉回到与神同在的那一个光景。
He found it most difficult.
他就发现实在很难了。Now,
I wonder what is your experience?
我不知道你的经历是怎样。
I believe that every believer wants to have the presence of God.
我相信每一位信徒都愿意与神同在。We
want to live constantly before God.
我们愿意活在神同在的那一个经历，不断的与神同在。We
covet that continuous, uninterrupted communion with God.
我们称为那一个继续不断不受打岔的与神的交通。This
is our search, our quest.
这是我们的寻求，这是我们所追求的。Who
does not want to live in the presence of God?
谁不愿意活在神的同在的里面？
Who wants to be out of communion with God?
谁愿意跟神失去那一个交通？
This is the desire of all believers.
这是所有信徒心中的盼望。
But we found it very difficult.
但是我们发现却是很困难。
When you remember, you seem to have the presence of God.
当你记得的时候，好像有神的同在。
But very quickly, very easily, you forgot.
很快的，很容易的，你又忘了。And
you lose his presence.
你就失去了他的同在。Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how can we live a life in the presence of God?
我们怎样能够活一个与神同在的生活呢？
I think this is something that every one of us really desires.
我相信这是我们每一个人心中所盼望的。So
this afternoon, we would like to go to the Word of God.
所以今天下午我们愿意来到神的话语的里面。And
to see how can we live a life in the presence of God.
叫我们知道如何能够活在与神同在的生活的里面。
Now, in order to do that, we have to go back to the Old Testament.
为了要达到这个目的，我们需要回到旧约的里面。
You know, after God had delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt,
你知道，当神把以色列民从埃及地拯救出来之后，
He brought them to Himself.
他把他们带到他的跟前。
If you read Exodus chapter 19,
我们读出埃及记第19章的时候，
you find that God brought the children of Israel to Mount Sinai.
有看到神把以色列人带到西乃山。
He brought them as on eagle's wing.
他带他们如同鹰背在翅膀上。
And there he gave them the Ten Commandments.
在那里他就把十诫给他们。
The reason why he gave the Ten Commandments to them.
神把十诫给他们的原因是什么呢?
Because he wanted this people to be his own people.
因为他要叫这些百姓成为他自己的百姓。
He wanted to dwell among his people.
他愿意在他的百姓中来居住。
So he commanded them to build him a tabernacle.
所以他就指示他们建造一个会幕。
And we know the reason why he asked them to build him a tabernacle is that he may dwell among them.
我们知道他指示他们建造会幕的那个原因乃是因为神要居住在他们中间。
Or to put it another way, he wants his people to live in his presence.
换句话说，也就是他要他的百姓活在他的同在的跟前。
But when you read the story of the tabernacle,
当你读这个会幕的记载的时候
，you find the tabernacle is in three parts.
你发现会幕有三个部分。
You have the outer court.
你有外院。
You have the holy place.
有圣所。
And you have the holiest of all.
还有至圣所。
Now the outer court, in the outer court, you have the altar.
在外院那里有祭坛。
In other words, if anyone wants to draw near to God,
换句话说，无论谁要亲近神的时候，
we as sinners, we couldn't draw near to God.
我们罪人不能够去直接亲近神。
Because God is righteous.
因为神是公义的。
And we are sinful.
我们是满着罪的。
No one can see God but be smitten to death.
没有人能够见到神而不被追杀。
Therefore, the Lord God prepared the brazen altar.
所以神就预备了一个铜祭坛。
And people who desire to approach God,
当有人愿意来亲近神的时候，
they must approach with sacrifice.
他们必须带着祭牲来。
And through the sacrifice, they will be accepted by God.
透过所献上的祭牲，这样他们就蒙神的悦纳。
Their sins had to be atoned.
这样必须来赎罪。
God's righteousness had to be satisfied.
神公义的要求必须得到满足。
Now, of course, we know the brazen altar represents the cross of our Lord Jesus.
当然，我们知道这一个铜祭坛预表了我们主耶稣的十字架。
And our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.Who takes away the sin of the world.
我们的主耶稣是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
It is by the shedding of his blood that our sins are remitted.
透过他所流的宝血，我们的罪得到洗净。
And today we are clothed with Christ as our righteousness.
今天我们披戴基督成为我们的义。
And by that we are justified before the righteous God.
因着这个缘故，我们在公义神的面前，我们被称为义。
And then you have the second part.
然后我们还有第二个部分。
And the second part is called the holy place.
在第二个部分称为圣所。
And there you find there are three things there.
在圣所的里面，我们看到有三个物件。
You have the golden lampstand.
那里有金灯台。
You have the golden table of bread.
还有金的这个陈列饼的桌子。
And the golden altar of incense.
还有金香炉。
But to enter into the holy place, only the priest could enter in.
但是要进到圣所，唯有祭司才能够进到圣所。
This is a little bit closer.To the holiest of all.
这是比接近这个至圣所稍微近了一点。
But only the priest could enter in.
唯有祭司才能够进去。
And whenever the priest want to serve in the holy place.
当祭司要在圣所供职的时候。
And of course also serve at the golden altar, brazen altar.
当然也要在铜祭坛那里服侍。
He has to wash his hands and feet in that brazen laver.
他需要在那一个铜的洗濯盆那里洗手洗脚。
Because in contact with the world, he got defiled.
因为与这个世界接触，他就受了污染。
Not only sinful but defiled, no one can serve God.
不但有罪，但是受了污染，也不能够亲近神。
So they have to wash their hands and their feet.
所以他们需要洗手洗脚。
And then they can enter into the holy place to light the golden lampstand.
这样他们能够进到圣所去点这个金灯台的光。
And to put the showbread on the table of showbread.
把陈列饼放在桌子上。
And to burn incense at the golden altar of incense.
也在金香炉那里烧香。
In other words, as priests, they are able to serve God.
换句话说，也就是作为祭司，这样他们能够服侍神。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are not only believers.
弟兄姊妹，我们不但只是信徒。
All believers are priests.
所有的信徒都是祭司。
The universal priesthood of believer is the teaching of the New Testament.
所有的信徒都是祭司，这是新约的教导。
In other words,We are not only saved by grace.
也就是说，我们不但是蒙恩得救。
We are called to serve God.
我们也蒙召来服侍神。
Every believer is to serve God.
每一位信徒都要侍奉神。
We serve Him in His house.
我们在他的家殿中来服侍他。
We serve Him in the church.
我们在教会的里面来侍奉他。
And we serve together as a priesthood.
我们一同尽祭司的职分来服侍。
But,
但是
between the holy place and the holiest of all, there was a veil.
但是在圣所跟至圣所中间有一道幔子。
It separated the holy place, the holiest of all from the holy place.
这样把至圣所跟圣所把它分开了。
Only in the holiest of all, we find there was the ark and the mercy seat.
唯有在至圣所里面，我们发现有约柜还有施恩座。
The glory of God sits upon the mercy seat.
神的荣耀坐在施恩座上。
But even the priest could not enter into the holiest of all.
但是就是祭司也不能进到至圣所。
The high priest, once a year, with blood and incense, could enter behind the veil and make atonement before the mercy seat.
唯有大祭司一年一次的带着血带着香能够去做赎罪的事情。
In other words,
换句话说
God wants to dwell among his people.
神要住在他的百姓的中间。
He wants his people to live in his presence.
他要他的子民活在他的同在的里面。
But because of our condition,
但是因着我们的光景
we are not able to have such high honor and privilege.
我们就没有办法有这样高的这个权利。能够去到他的跟前。
And according to Hebrews chapter 9, chapter 9,
根据希伯来书第九章
verse 8,
第八节
such arrangement showed that the Holy Spirit shows that the way to the holiest of holies has not yet been made manifest.
在这里讲到圣灵指明头一层帐幕人存在的时候进入至圣所的路还未显明。
In the Old Testament time, the way to the holiest of all has not been opened yet.
在旧约的时候去到至圣所的那个路还没有显明。
There was the veil that separated it.
有一个幔子把它分开了。
But if you read Exodus chapter 26,
但是当我们读出埃及记二十六章的时候
，and you find how this veil was made.
我们看这个幔子是用什么 做的呢
？We find in verse 31.
我们来看第出埃及记二十六章第三十一节。
And thou shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet, and twined bases of artistic work. Shall it be made with cherubim?
你要用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和染的细麻织幔子，以巧匠的手工绣上基路伯。
And thou shalt attach it in four pillars of acacia wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks of gold.They shall be on four bases of silver.
要把幔子挂在四根包金的皂荚木柱上，柱子上，柱子上当有金钩，柱子安在四个带卯的银座上。
And thou shalt bring the veil under the claps, and bring in thither inside the veil the ark of the testimony, and the curtain shall make a division to you between the holy place and the holiest.Of all.
要使幔子垂在钩子下，把法柜抬进幔子内。这幔子要将圣所和至圣所隔开。
And thou shalt put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the holiest of all.
又要把施恩座安在至圣所内的法柜上。
So here you find this veil separated the.Holiest of all from the holy place.
这样我们就看到这个幔子把至圣所跟圣所隔开了。
It was a division.
这是一个
division.
阻隔。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，as long as the veil was there,
当幔子还在的时候
，you find.No one can really live in the presence of God.
你就发现没有一个人能够活在神的同在前存活。
Because no one is holy enough.
因为没有人是这样的圣洁。
But then you remember, in Matthew chapter 26,
但是你记得在马太福音第二十六章那里
？No, it's chapter 27.
是在马太福音二十七章。
In Matthew chapter 27.
是马太福音二十七章。
We read verse 50 and 51.
我们来读五十节跟五十一节。
And Jesus, having again cried with a loud voice, gave up the ghost, and lo, the veil of the temple was rent in two, from the bottom, from the top to the bottom.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
Here you find that when our Lord Jesus was crucified.
这里我们读到当我们的主被钉在十字架上的时候。
He was hanged on the cross, crucified for 6 hours.
他被挂在十字架上有六个钟头的时间。
From 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
从早上九点到下午三点。
And during the first 3 hours,
在头三个钟头的里面
you remember he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
你记得他这样说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们不知道啊，他们所行的。
Even though he was surrounded by his enemies,
虽然他是被仇敌，他的仇敌围绕着他。
Even though man and devil, they all try to attack him.
虽然人与撒旦都攻击他。
But the Father was with him.
但是父是与他同在。
And he was able to say, "Forgive them, for they know not." What they do.
这样他能够说赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的。
He could say to that repentant thief, "Today you shall be with me in paradise."
他可以向那悔改的贼说，今天你要与我同在乐园里。
But at 12 o'clock,
到正午十二点的时候
，suddenly the sun got darkened.
这样。就太阳也被遮蔽阴暗了。
And there was earthquake.
然后地震动。
And our Lord Jesus cried out.
我们的主大声喊。
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
主就呼说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He did not say my Father.
他没有说我的父。
He said my God, my God.Why hast thou forsaken me?
他是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Because there he became the sin bearer.
因为在那里他担负了罪。
The one who knew no sin was made sin for us.
那不知罪的为着我们的缘故成为罪。
And when the Father looked at him,
当父看着他的时候
He saw sin there.
他看到在罪在那里。
And as God, the righteous God, he crushed him.
那神，那公义的神，就击打他。
There our Lord Jesus was our substitute.
在那里，我们的主耶稣成为我们的代替。
He was forsaken.Even by his father.
他就被他他的父离弃了。
That is the most painful suffering of the cross.
这是十字架上最悲惨的那一个痛苦。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
At 3 o'clock.
到了三点钟。
He shouted.
他大声喊叫。
It is finished.
成了。
The work of redemption has done.
那救赎的工作已经成就了。
Then he bowed his head and commit his spirit to God.
他就低下头来，把他的灵交给神。
While he was doing that,
当他在做这件事情的时候
he was crucified outside of the city of Jerusalem.
他是在耶路撒冷城外被钉在十字架上。
But at the same moment,
就在同一个时候
，that thick, heavy veil in the temple,
在圣殿里面这样厚重的那个幔子
，was rent from top to bottom,
从上到下裂为两半。
In other words, the holiest of all was open.
也就是说至圣所现在打开了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
here you find this veil in the scripture represents the flesh of our Lord Jesus.
在圣经的里面讲到这个幔子就是我们主耶稣基督的身体。
So that's the reason why in Hebrews chapter 10,
所以在希伯来书第十章是这样说
In verse 20
在二十节那你这样说
Maybe we read from verse 19
我们从十九节开始读
Having therefore brethren boldness for entering into the holy of holies by the blood of Jesus the new and living way which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
So this flesh, this veil speaks of the flesh of our Lord Jesus.
所以这个幔子就是讲到我们主耶稣的身体。
The word became flesh.
那道成了肉身。
Tabernacle among men.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理住在人的中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So when our Lord Jesus was in the flesh,
所以当我们的主耶稣在肉身的时候，
He was that veil.
他就是那幔子。
Why?
为什么？
Because he was the only one who is able to see the face of the Father.
因为唯他是唯一的那一位能够见到父神的面的。
You know the veil has two sides.
你知道幔子有两面。
On one side, it faced the holiest of all.
一面是面对着至圣所。
On the other side, it faced the holy place.
另外一面就对着圣所。
So the flesh of our Lord Jesus is that veil.
所以我们的主就是那一个幔子。
It is a beautiful veil.
那是一个很华美美丽的幔子。
It is with blue, with red, with purple, with linen, and with cherubim embroidered on it.
是有蓝色朱红色紫色线，还有细麻，还有绣着这些基路伯在上面。
And that speaks of the life of our Lord Jesus.
这就讲到我们主耶稣基督的那一个
生命。When he was in the flesh.
当他在肉身之中。
His life was so beautiful.
他的生命是这样的美。
His life was so heavenly.
他的是这样属天的。
He was the one who knows no sin.
他是那一位不知罪的。
He was the obedient one.
他是那一位顺服的。
He was the man that God had in his mind.
这是在神心意里面的那一个人。
Throughout his life,
在他一生的里面，
he and the Father had intimate fellowship.
他与父有一个亲密的交通。
He and the Father are one.
他与父原为一。
He saw the Father every moment.
他每一个时刻都遇见神。
He was obedient to the Father in all things.
他在凡事上顺服父神。
The Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight."
父神说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
So far as our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, was concerned.
在我们的主，在他在地上的年日的里面，
he saw his Father all the time.
他是常时的见到父。
He can say, "If you see me, you see the Father."
他能够说，你看见我就见到父。
I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
Brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
This is the life of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣基督的那个生命。
But at the same time,
同时，
on the other side of the veil,
但幔子的另外一面，
He is the only one who could see the Father.
他是那唯一那一位能够见到父的。
But at the same time, weWe are outside that veil.
但同时我们在那个幔子的另外一面。
So you remember in the Gospel of John it is said.
所以我们记得在约翰福音里面这样说。
When the Holy Spirit shall come.
当圣灵来到。
He shall convict the world of sin, of righteousness.
他会叫人为罪为义为审判
hence judgment
自己责备自己
for sin because the world does not believe in him
为罪因为世人不认识他
you know the greatest sin is rejecting Christ Jesus
因为最大的罪就是拒绝基督
God gave his beloved son to the world.
神把他的爱子给了世人。
But the world rejected him.
但是世人拒绝他。
That is the greatest sin man can ever commit.
这是人所能犯的罪的最大的一条。
For righteousness.
为义。
The Lord said, because I go to my father.
因为我到父那里去。
He was the only one who could return to God, to the father.
因为他也是唯一那一位能够回到父那里去的。
His righteousness is our condemnation.
他的义就定了我们的罪。
His righteousness shows how unrighteous we are.
他的义就显明了我们是何等的不义。
And that separates us from God.
这样就叫我们与神隔绝了。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹
that veil was rent.
但那幔子裂为两半。
It was rent from top to bottom.
那幔子从上到下裂为两半。
Not by man.
不是靠人做的。
But by God.
是神做的。
Because our Lord Jesus died on the cross.
因为我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死了。
So God rent that veil.
所以神就把那幔子撕裂了。
A new and living way had been dedicated to us.
这样为我们就开了一条又新又活的路。
In other words, the way for the presence of God is now open.
这样去到神的同在的那条路现在敞开了。
It is a new way.
这是一个新的路。
Because it has never happened before.
因为这是以前没有的。
It is a living way.
这是一位活的一条活的路。
Because it is full of life.
因为是充满了生命。
And this way is dedicated to us.
这一条路是为着我们而开的。
Now what is dedicated?
什么是为我们开的呢？
It means that he has opened a way for us to walk in it.
他是为我们开了这条路，好叫我们走在其上。
He has opened it and go through it.
他是开了这条路，而且走过了这条路。
And now he said, come and follow me.
然后他就说，来跟随我。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take up your cross. And follow me.
背起你的十字架来跟随我。
This is the new and living way.
这是那一条又新又活的路。
And this is the way to the holiest of all.
这是进到至圣所的那条路。
This is a way to live a life in the presence of God.
这是那一条活在神同在的那条路。
And he is also our high priest.
同时他也是我们的大祭司。
In other words,
也就是说
he will supply the strength, the power for us to go through.
他会供应我们力量，他会供应我们那个能力能够走过。
He knows that we cannot deny ourselves.
他知道我们没有办法舍己。
But he will enable us to deny ourselves.
他会叫我们能够舍己。
He knows that we cannot bear the cross.
他知道我们没有办法背十字架。
But he will enable us to bear the cross.
他叫我们能够背十字架。
This is why consecration is the foundation of all spiritual exercise.
这就是为什么奉献是一切属灵操练的基础。
Because if we are consecrated,
如果我们奉献了
we cannot,
我们没有办法
but he can,
他能
and he is willing to save us to the uttermost,
他愿意救我们救我们到底
he will lead many brothers into glory,
他要领许多的弟兄进荣耀
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
this is the secret to live in the presence of God.
这是活在神同在跟前的那一个秘诀。
Therefore, you find in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
所以我们看到在哥林多后书第三章第十八节那里。
It says, but we all looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face are transformed according to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
You remember Moses?
你记得摩西?
When he was on the mountain for the second 40 days.
当他在山上第二个40天的时候,
When he came down, his face shone.
当他下山的时候, 脸发光,
Because he lived in the presence of God.
因为他活在神的同在的里面。
We all have a veil upon us.
我们都有一个帕子在我们的脸上。
Our veil is our flesh.
我们的那一个帕子是我们的肉体。
So with the breaking of the outward man.
所以当外面的人破碎的时候。
Then we can look at the face of our Lord with unveiled face.
这样我们就能够敞着脸见我们主的面。
And the Holy Spirit will transform us.
那圣灵就这样的改变我们。
From glory to glory, even as the Lord, the Spirit.
就荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
How can we live in the presence of God?
我们怎样能够活在神的同在的里面
You know, in Christianity, there is a group of people, we call them mystic.
你知道在基督教的里面有一群的弟兄姊妹我们称他们为奥秘派。
Now, as a matter of fact, every believer is a mystic.
实际上每一位信徒都很奥秘
Because a mystic is someone who search for God
因为那一位奥秘的他是在那里寻找神寻求神
Now Brother Lawrence was one of the mystics
Lawrence 弟兄他就是奥秘派里面的一位
And among Chinese I think many people heard about Madame Guyon
在中国信徒的里面都讲到这个盖恩夫人。
Many wanted to be like Madame Guyon.
很多人愿意像盖恩夫人一样。
Now the mystics, they want, they seek after God.
奥秘派的人他们这样的来寻求神。
But unfortunately,When you study the mystics,
当你来读来研究这些奥秘派的人
you will find several things that was not scriptural.
你就会发现他们中间有几样的事情是不合圣经的
Their heart to be united with God is so strong.
他们的愿意与神联合的心是这样的强烈。
They are willing to pay any cost for it.
他们愿意付任何的代价。
Now that is something commendable.
这是值得夸奖的。
But unfortunately, their way is a problem.
但问题在于他们的方法。
Number one.
头一个。
With the mystic, it is always man seeking after God instead of God seeking after man.
奥秘派的人总是人来寻找神，而不是神来寻找人。
It is trying to get to heaven from earth instead of heaven comes down.
总是要从地要上天，而不是天降到地。
So the starting point is a problem.
所以他们那个起点就是问题。
And because of this.
也因着这个缘故
，their method is ill-treating their body.
所以他们的方法就是虐待他们的身体。
They try to put their body under.
他们要把他们的肉体身体来制服。
Because they believe that the body is evil.
因为他们相信他们的身体是恶劣的。
So you remember all those things that they do.
所以你记得他们所做的许许多多的事。
Even Martin Luther.
就是马丁路德。
He was a professor.
他是一位教授。
But then he was convicted of his sin.
但是他因着他的罪而认罪。
He was afraid to die.
他怕死。
So he left his professorship.
所以他就离开他的教授职位。
And he knocked the door of an Augustine monastery.
所以他就去敲一个修道院的门。
He tried to save his soul.
他要救他的魂。
He beat himself.
他就责打自己。
He fasted.
他禁食。
He nearly died.
他差不多要死了。
But he got no peace.
但你没有得到平安。
Until afterwards.
直到后来。
The Lord showed him the just shall live by faith.
直到主的指引指示他一人必因信而活。
But that's the way of the mystics.
但是这就是奥秘派他们的方式。
They will sleep on a bed full of nails.
他们睡在床上满着钉子的床。
And they will even close themselves with it.
他们甚至在衣服上也钉了钉子。
They think this is the way to holiness.
他们认为这是能够成为圣洁的方法。
They do not see the difference between soul and spirit.
他们没有看到魂与灵的那一个分别。
So their experience is very mixed.
所以他们的经历是很掺杂的。
Now it is very true.
这是确实的。
God looks upon their heart.
神看重他们的心。
And in a certain time, it is as if God said now, put away all these things.
到了一个时候神就说把这些都放下。
They enter into their mystic union.
他们就进入他们那一个奥秘的联合。
But then here's another problem.
但是在这里还有一个问题。
Their union with God is deification.
他们那个与神的联合就成为他们的那个成圣。
神话。
神话。
They want to be so united with God that they become God.
他们要与神联合到一个地步，他们成为神了。
This is unscriptural.
这是不合圣经的。
We are united with God in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督耶稣里与神联合。
We never enter into deership.
我们不永远不会进入那一个神圣的。
We are always men.
我们总是人。
Praise God for that.
我们感谢神。
So you find this way of the presence of God is most difficult.
所以你就看到那一个要与神同在的那条路啊，是很艰难的。
And it is mainly by human effort.
啊，这啊，大多数的啊，都是靠着人的努力。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
He has opened the way for every one of us.
他为我们每一位开了这条路。
If we are consecrated.
如果我们奉献了。
The Holy Spirit will bring us into the presence of God.
圣灵就把我们带到神的同在的里面。
That we may live within the veil.
这样我们就能够活在幔子内。
This has become our right.
这就成为我们的权利。
This has become our privilege.
这就成为我们的特权。
Every believer can live in the presence of God.
每一位信徒都能够活在神的同在的里面。
Just cast ourselves upon Christ.
就把我们的自己交给基督。
He will do it. He has done it all.
他能够做成，因为他已经成就了。
It is not by our memory.
不是靠着我们的记忆。
Memory is in the soul.
这个记忆是在魂里面。
In our spirit, we open ourselves to all the finished work of Christ.
在我们灵的里面，我们把我们的自己完全交在基督所成就的工作里面。
And by His grace and empowering, we are able to walk the new and living way.
靠着他的恩典加给我们力量，能够走在这一条又新又活的路上。
And we can live in the presence of God.
我们就能够活在神的同在的里面。
So let us approach with fullness of faith.
让我们带着完全的信心来亲近他。
Let us approach with hope unwavering.
让我们带着不摇动的那一个指望。
And let us approach with love and courage.
叫我们带着爱，带着勇气的来进前来。
It is not as complicated as we think.
这并不是我们想象的那么复杂。
It is very simple.
是很简单的。
I wonder if you have heard of this man called Oswald Smith.
不知道大家有没有听过 Oswald Smith 这一位人。
He wrote a book called My Utmost.For his highest.
他写了一本书，竭诚为主。
It is a very famous book.
这是也是很出名的一本
书。It has been translated into Chinese.
也翻译成中文了。
Now this man, he was born in 1874.
他是1874年出生的。
And he died in 1917.
他是1917年去世的。
He passed through several years of what we call the darkness of the soul.
他经历了有几年的时间，我们可以称为那一个魂里面黑暗的日子。
But then one day he entered into freedom.
但有一天他进入自由。
And he entered in on that verse, Luke chapter 11, verse 13.
他就得到路加福音11:13.
Luke 11:13.
路加福音11:13.
If therefore ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much rather shall the Father who is of heaven give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父 岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
He was seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他在那里寻求被圣灵充满。
And finally, the Holy Spirit enlightened this verse to him.
最后，圣灵就把这节圣经光照他。
So he took it by faith.
他就用信心接受了。
With childlike faith.
就像孩子一样的信心。
And his life was changed.
他的生命就完全改变。
He seemed to live in the very presence of God.
他就活在那一个神的同在的里面。
With very childlike faith.
带着一个很单纯像孩子一样的信心。
Nothing ever bothers him.
没有一样事情能够搅扰他。
Now if you read his biography,
如果你读他的自传
，You will find how he encountered impossible situations.
你就会发现他遭遇到一些很不可能的一些的遭遇。
But he never worried.
但他从来不忧虑。
He believed that God will provide.
他知道神会供应。
And God will open up the way.
神会为他开路。
So people feel that here is a man who lives in the presence of God.
所以人都说这是那一位活在神同在里面的人。
He said holiness is not our attainment.
他说圣洁不是我们要去得到的。
It is the gift of God.
他说这是神的恩赐。
He said with those so-called pietists.
他说那些敬虔派的人。
Actually, they use their introspection to worship God instead of God's work.
他说他们是用着他们自我的那一个检讨反省来认识神。
He said,
他说
All you need to do is to give up your right to the Lord.
你所要做的就是把你的权利交给主。
You have to come to God as a spiritual pauper.
你来到 神的面前就像一个 属灵的
乞丐
Not
beg for anything
不是在那里求什么
But to give your right up to him
是把你的权利交给他
He will do everything for you
他会为你做一切的事
Just rememberRomans 12:1-2.
就记得罗马书十二章第一节跟第二节。
That's it.
就够了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
It's simple.
这很简单。
Spiritual things are very simple.
属灵的事都是很简单的。
Simply give up yourself and let him do it.
就是很简单的把你自己交给他让他来做
And that's it
就这样
Thank God for that
为此我们感谢神
Let's pray
我们祷告
Dear Lord we want to praise and thank thee because thou has prepared all
主我们要感谢赞美你因为你为我们预备了一切
Thou has done it all
因为你成就了这一切
How foolish we are that we try to do it for you
我们是何等的愚昧我们要为你而做
Teach us how to let go ourselves and let thee do it
教导我们怎样教放下我们的自己让你来做
Teach us how to live by faith and not by sight.
教导我们怎样凭信心而活，而不是凭眼见。
May thy Holy Spirit continue to instruct us in the spiritual gymnasium.
愿意圣灵继续的在属灵的健身房里面来指教我们。
That we may be transformed and conformed to the image of the beloved Son.
这样我们可以改变磨成神儿子的形象。
May glory be unto God.
愿荣耀归给神。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask it.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.